Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, 30 minutes on the clock, and
We're going to go into prayer, and I'm asking you that will, out there in my digital podcast audience, to bow your head with me as we reference the one and the only, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us in unity once again. Lord, we're coming from the north, from the south, east, and the west of your spectrum. And Lord, we're coming together as pilgrims through this barren land, God. But we know that this place is not our home, but you have a heavenly home prepared for those of us that are living according to your command. And I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, I would be so grateful and so thankful to give your name the glory and the honor in all these petitions we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you. I hope you had a beautiful day today. I hope that all was well in your family circle. And I just thank God for you tuning in again tonight. And our theme tonight, or our sermon, if you want to say sermon, we'll use sermon. We use theme. We use message. It's just a variety of ways you can describe what you're bringing forth. So I will just stick to sermon. So my sermon tonight, entitled, You and Your Possession. I'll say that again. You and Your Possession. This is our sermon for tonight. Hallelujah. And so, we know that God had seized the attention of Pharaoh and the Egyptian with a series of plagues. Now they were dying to be rid of their Hebrew slaves. But we find out that God didn't want the Israelites to leave Egypt empty-handed after all. Well, of course, they had 400 years of wages due them. So they asked their former master for articles of silver, gold, and clothing, and they got them as well. And we'll go on, and you can open your Bibles to the law of Exodus 12 and 36, and it says that the Israelites plundered the Egyptians. It wasn't long, however, until God's people fell into idolatry. Hallelujah. They used their gold to make a golden calf, which they worshipped while Moses was on the Mount of Sinai receiving the law. And this tragic experience highlights the tension that Christians are required to maintain in relation to their possessions. There is much in our society that we may enjoy, but material things can always pose grave danger when we use them unwisely. And we know that we are free to utilize, but we are forbidden to idolize. We are just strangers, as I foresaid, and pilgrims on this earth. And you can read in the law of Hebrews 11 and 13. And we must not become so enamored with the treasures in Egypt that we grow complacent and forget all the true calling. Are we using our material blessings to serve the Lord? Or have we become slaves to them? Hallelujah. And so we know that we have to be moderate. When God give us good things, we don't have to just go all the way haywire. But we can just love and appreciate the things that God give unto us. And even if somebody asks for something that God has given you, sometimes you can be so gracious as to, you know, if hey, you can have this. I have given away things that was on my body in church. Somebody asked for it. I just haul off, you want this? I haul off and give it to them because it doesn't mean that much to me. You know, and when you're able to give away something that you love, that just lets the people know that you're used to good things. And God has given us access to have good things in this life. And so I want to remind you of the late pastor and evangelist E.V. Hill. Now, he went home to be with the Lord and Savior. I believe that was in February of 2003. But he was a much sought-after conference speaker. And I'm reminded that few had gained, hallelujah, few had gained the attention and respect of people from all levels of society as this man did. And we find out that many years ago, Pastor Hill was invited to speak in a suburban church of a large southern city in the United States. And in his introduction to his message, Pastor Hill commended that on the difference between the affluent suburban and the poor urban areas where he ministered, he began to sigh that I know what's missing, he said. You folks don't have any graffiti anywhere. Said, I'd like to volunteer to provide some for you. I'll get a bucket of paint and walk through your neighborhood writing this one word on your million-dollar homes and expensive European cars. The word temporary. That's it. Temporary. Because none of these possessions that we have access to, that we own temporary, none of it will last. We can enjoy and make care of what we have, and that is it. And that's the way it should be. Jesus reminds us, and he said, that we shouldn't be possessed by our possessions. But they won't last into eternity. That's in the law of Luke 12 and 15 through 21. And we know that a house is just a box in which to stay warm and dry. Hallelujah. A car is a way to get us from one place to another, since we can't take them with us when we die. We're far better off to view them as the preacher E.V. Hill reminded us. It's temporary. And the riches of this world are vain. They vanish in a day. But sweet the treasure of God's love, they never passed away. All right. There was an incident that there was a six-man armed robbery. A gunman had broken into a deposit box in a London bank and stole much valuables worth more than about $7 million. And there was one lady whose jewelry was appraised at $500,000. And she wailed and fed. Everything I had was in there. My whole life was in that box. Now, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, I feel so sorry for that individual because she said her whole life was in that box. And I tell you, I'm reminded of a saying that Tyler Perry once said. He said that we should think outside of the box because we would surely one day be buried in one. How significant. Now, this woman had her just whole life saving occupied in this one box. Now, she was ones that it was the one that took their lamps but didn't have no oil. And so I'm reminded that when you put all of your eggs in one basket, you can lose all of your eggs. Have you ever bought a dozen of eggs and some kind of way you dropped them and all of your eggs became crushed and they was lost because you failed to put them in a more secure place? And maybe this lady should put not all of her contents in this box. Therefore, if she lost this item in this box, then she would have, of course, had something else laid up somewhere else. But she trusted this one particular place to put all of her resource. And in the end, she lost everything that she had. Hallelujah. That's so sad. She said, my whole life was in that box. And some people have taken foolish risks to cling to their riches. They have even died rushing into a burning house and were killed because they stubbornly resisted armed robbery. Apparently, they left that without their material possessions. Life would not be worthwhile. There was others where they lost their wealth, slipped into despair, even to the point of suicide. We know that the greatest danger in becoming too closely identified with our possessions lies in the spiritual error of life. An unhealthy, hallelujah, attachment to material things can keep an unsaved person from turning to Christ and prevent a believer from living for Him. The story of the rich young ruler forcefully illustrates this truth. Jesus' words, you cannot serve God and money. That's in the law of Matthew 6:24, certainly applies to us today. Keep a wide gulf between yourself and your possessions. It will spare you many heartaches. If you are not a believer in Christ, don't make the mistake of the rich young ruler. It will cost you your soul. The riches of this world are vain. They vanish in a day. But the sweet treasures of God's love, they never pass away. Hallelujah. To be rich in God is better to be rich in his goods. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your heart and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. If this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we would be jubilous to hear a response from you. If you have any prayer petitions that you want the old ship of Zion to pray in prayer with you, you are urged to send all your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, Blog Talk Radio, the program, the old ship of Zion. Old Tetcher, Senior Pastor Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, you go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.